Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
As will be our next guest, Luke Pepper. I'm looking at the tab.com.au market for the Mudgee Cup, and at the moment, A Point Percy is now favourite at $5 over Improvado at $6.50 and our Gravano for Chris Lees at $8. Morning to you, Luke.
Morning, Andrew.
Has the market got it right? Are you supremely confident off the horse's last two runs?
Oh, look, I can't fault his last two runs leading into this race today. And, look, I'm hoping the market is right. Horse is in terrific order, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him go around today.
He's always been a pretty concern. I mean, I know he's seven. He's lightly raced and obviously has had a few issues, but he always normally puts in, doesn't he?
Yeah, look, he obviously arrived from New Zealand and, went on to win a highway pretty convincingly and, looked like being probably the best horse I'd trained. But unfortunately, he ran into a few injuries that sort of set him back for a while. And there was talk between the owner group and myself to retire him before we decided to change his training program around a lot. And I think it's just sparked a lot of new life into the horse, and he's now come out and won his last two, so it's good to see him back in the winner's circle.
Those last two at Canberra had barriers 2 and 8. Today, again, you've drawn, well, you should be able to just get to similar run, to those last two wins.
Yeah, correct. I see the speed map just sort of pretty much mirror images his last win at Canberra. So, look, he gets in with no weight on his back with Courtney's claim, and... look, he's in terrific form, and I think the race should suit today, and I think the biggest thing today is he's just carrying no weight.
Yeah, no, that's the key with what he's been doing in 54. You're getting a couple of 2, 3, 4 kilos off a few handy ones here, aren't you?
Yeah, 100%, and he will go around with 52 on his back today. So he carried 60 the other day to win with the claim. He's not going to know himself today with that amount of weight on his back.
And tell us a little bit about Courtney Gravener.
Yeah, Courtney's a girl that she's just knocking up riding winners at the moment. I've had a lot of success with her in the last couple of weeks, and she's a very hard worker, and she's apprenticed to Norb Gardner here at Canberra. She's just doing a really good job. The horses seem to run for her, and she puts him in the right place. And like I said, I've had a lot of luck with her over the last couple of weeks. So hopefully we can continue the form today.
And she's also on your other runner there at Mudgee in that previous race, the benchmark 58, Willara Miss, who she'll be able to take the 2 kilo claim in that one.
Yeah, that's correct. She won on this horse on Melbourne Cup Day at Canberra. And look, it's probably my fault last start. I freshened her right up and... She drew wide and we went forward and she over-raced and probably, she spent the whole day at the races, really above herself. So I think the backup's the key there. She's drawn a nice gate. She's only a little filly, but she tries really hard. And I think she's riding that race up. If she gets every chance from the gate, she'll be hard to beat.
And what are you doing with Viceroy tomorrow? First up with a wide draw.
Yeah, look, I think we just got to cop our medicine tomorrow and we'll go back from the gate. It's obviously his first up run. Always runs really good fresh. I think Blake will just be searching for runs down the run and hopefully riding for a bit of luck. He's in really good order. Really looking forward to seeing what this prep produces with him.
All right, that's Viceroy tomorrow, your runner at Rose Hill. Good luck today. It's always exciting Cup days. We've had a lot on it this morning on the Big Sports Breakfast, Luke, and I know you've been at track work and the like, but there just seems to be a really good feel about Mudgee Cup Day these days, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It's obviously a great day. They get a great crowd out there, and all these country cups are, as you know, Andrew, are great days to be there and be a part of, and it's... nice to have a horse in the cup that's in the market.
Yeah, good luck to you, mate. Hope it runs well for you.
Thanks, Andrew.